Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to H Blues Word.
You are now rocking with the best. Best.
Good evening. I'm your host, Stacey Brewer, and you are listening to H Blues Word on Hampton Blue Radio. It is Friday, June 21st, 2013. If this is the first time you're listening to us, you can follow us on Twitter at Hampton Blue, no E on the blue, and you can also like our page on Facebook.com/Hampton Blue. Again, no E on the blue, so that is BLU. Our show is also available on iTunes and the TuneIn Radio app. Simply search Hampton Blue Radio, and there we will be. Tonight, I will be doing talking briefly about George Zimmerman and his jury selection. I'll talk about Shaquille O'Neal, Kanye West, and Kim Kardashian's new baby girl, and Justin Bieber and him possibly losing control. But first, I want to congratulate the Miami Heat for winning the NBA championship 2013. LeBron James, this is his second straight championship in a row. I'm sure next year he'll definitely be going for three-peat. I just heard Magic Johnson mention that, no one can now question LeBron or call him clutch or whatever it is they call him, as he truly is a champion and is, making history with his MVPs and all these things. He says at this point, all LeBron James really is probably going to do is try to chase Michael and, possibly or at least attempt to be known as one of the best who's ever done it. But, for the show tonight, though, we're going to talk more about, the George Zimmerman trial. Also, a few celebrity topics. But overall, we definitely congratulate the Miami Heat. Now, as for me, next year, I definitely want to also see the Knicks do a little better in the NBA finals or playoffs, whatever it is. They couldn't do it this year, but hopefully next year they'll be able to at least make it to the finals and hopefully win a championship, as it's been decades since they've won. but like I said, as promised, let's talk about George Zimmerman. A jury has been selected to decide if George Zimmerman is guilty of murdering Trayvon Martin. According to Raw's story, here are the stats. The six jurors are all women. Five are white. One is Hispanic. All are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. And in this racially charged case of the unarmed teen's murder, it's interesting that not a single person responsible for deciding the outcome of the case will be African American. Here is a clip of legal analyst Alicia Adamson speaking on the jury selection.
West 2 legal analyst Alicia Adamson joins me now. So the jury, six women, one Hispanic, five Caucasians. Can you tell by the breakdown who this might favor?
Well, I think most people would think that it would favor the state, and I would agree. Women tend to be more emotional. A lot of these women have children, so being sympathetic towards the mother of Trayvon Martin, who's in court every day, I think could definitely have an impact on these women. So I'm really surprised that there are no men on the I know there's a man on the alternate on the, as an alternate juror, but the chances of an alternate juror playing a role in this are very slim.
When you add in the four alternates, there are no African Americans on this panel. How or why is this possible?
Well, the demographics in Sanford and in Seminole County, I think, made it very difficult for there to be an African-American on the panel. I was actually surprised at the amount of African-Americans that actually made it to the 40. I'm not all the way surprised that there are no African-Americans, and I'm hoping that this takes some of the racial sting off of the case, and maybe these jurors will just focus, and the community will not focus so much on a black and white issue, but just seeing this case fairly.
We know for certain that five of the female jurors are mothers. Who does that favor in this case?
Definitely the state. I'd say anyone that has a child, the thought of losing a child, losing a 17-year-old child is horrific. So I definitely think that just by knowing that there are six women, I definitely think that the state has an edge on this case.
All right, so there are still a couple of outstanding issues left to be settled. Let me ask you this, though. If you're on either side of this case and you know that opening statements are Monday, what is your weekend like?
Oh, your weekend is just preparing. You're going through all the evidence. You're getting your opening statements together. You're lining up your witnesses. You're practicing with your witnesses. There will be no rest for any of these attorneys this weekend.
All right. We're just starting to scratch the surface on this, Alicia. I appreciate your insight and expertise.
Now, I have to disagree with some of what Alicia has stated. I think this will make this issue, the whole issue of there only being there not being an African-American juror, and there being five whites and one Hispanic. I think that issue will make it even more racially charged, particularly if George Zimmerman is acquitted. I'm sure of Alicia's complete background. I'm sure she is an intelligent woman and knows her stuff, but to me, her argument is flawed there. Historically, juries of the South, when it came to the fate of alleged white racists, I have to say alleged white racist or whatever color racist, as Zimmerman, I guess, is of Hispanic descent, I believe. But that doesn't matter if you're racist or racist. But, you know, in the South, the killing of a person of color, oftentimes those who would do it, particularly during the Jim Crow era, they would pretty much get a slap on the wrist, particularly if it involved like the murder or the lynching or what have you of a black male. Those juries were usually all white. This one is almost all white. As I said, there will be one Hispanic. But this kind of reminds us of the Emmett Till situation, which many compare the Trayvon Martin case to. The juries were, again, all white. I understand if the area, as Alicia stated, is not predominantly black, but this particular jury just overall does not represent America. And once again, it reminds us of an era we are still trying to forget, and that is Jim Crow era. Their ages also somewhat trouble me as well. Most are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, as stated before, which means most of them likely grew up during the Jim Crow era, when blacks were looked at not only as threatening, but less than human. So to me, that type of psychology is hard to break. I mean, look at Paula Deen, recent news. She is a woman of a particular age. She's popular. She cooks Southern cuisine on the Food Channel and seemingly, you know, respected black people. She is 66 years old. But, she, you know, she grew up in the South, and she has admitted to using the N-word in the past. And when she was asked about it, she said, look, of course I've used it. I'm from the South. And, you know, I'm an older woman. So, you know, that's just the reality of that era and of that area. And the Trayvon Martin case is occurring in the South. So, you know, it just makes you wonder what their mindset will be. Now, these six jurors may very well just look at the facts. Some juries are special that way. Angela Davis, for instance, was acquitted by a majority white jury in the 1970s. I believe she also had one Chicano, as she says, one Chicano, and pretty much everyone else was all white. So, you know, anything is possible, but racism is complex. It is not just about the white supremacists, like the KKK, the skinheads. It is not just about even, you know, some people called the revolutionaries like Louis Farrakhan and those types, some have called them to be their own type of racist. Some disagree, as they believe racism really can only come from one with power, but I don't know. There's a lot of different beliefs and theories with that. Me personally, I believe racism exists in us all because race surrounds us always, even when we fill out school applications, test applications, job applications. Race should not matter, but it does. It's always on our mind, you know, and perhaps we shouldn't use the word that we're all racist, but we definitely have a race-based mentality. And since it surrounds us so much, stereotypes exist. Many are threatened by black men just from their appearance. Those who are threatened may not even know they are feeling threatened, mainly because they see a young boy with black skin. Many of us are just subconsciously racist. So with that, hopefully this jury will put that to the side and listen to the facts. So far, which are quite clear in my opinion, an unarmed teenage boy was chased down by an armed man who provoked him. Now, black, white, whatever, the unarmed should not be provoked or chased, in my opinion. My hope is that justice is served and we pretty much just acknowledge the fact that racism still exists in the society and somehow find a way, particularly in our justice system, to balance how we're going to determine the guilt or innocence of a defendant. And to me, having the all-white juries, all-black juries, or all anything is just not the way to go. But I guess they had to work with what they had. We will stay up on this case. As the clip stated, the Zimmerman case begins Monday, and we're sure the media will cover it well. And like I said, we will as well. When I come back, I will address some celebrity hot topics. But first, a quick commercial.
What's up, everyone? I'm Stacey Brewer, owner and founder of Hampton Blue Entertainment, and you are listening to Hampton Blue Radio. We hope you're enjoying our series. Please be sure to check out all of our shows throughout the week. Every Sunday, we have Hollywood and Friends with host Hollywood and co-host Bernard, along with others, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Monday and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have H Blue's Word with yours truly as host. In the near future, we will be hosting shows dedicated to helping our audience with their health and money concerns. Definitely be on the lookout for that. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Hampton Blue, no E on the blue, and also like our page on Facebook.com/HamptonBlue. Again, no E on the blue, so that is BLU. Once again, I am Stacey Brewer, and you are listening to Hampton Blue Radio. Peace.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I will punch the hell out of you. Say something
else. You are now rocking with the best. Best, 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 best.
Are you guys Shaq fans?
Absolutely.
Everybody loves Shaq. As we all know, he's achieved quite a bit in his lifetime. He's a basketball star, a reality TV star, an all-around beloved dude. Now, though, he's also got a PhD for real. He picked up his diploma over the weekend, looming over the rest of the graduates. ABC's Yunji Denise sat down with the man who now insists on being called Dr. O'Neill.
In a sea of caps and gowns, he's hard to miss. And as Shaquille O'Neal walked across that stage, he showed his enthusiasm as only someone over 7 feet tall can do. The four-time NBA champion is an academic all-star. After leaving LSU early for the NBA, Shaq went back and got his bachelor's, then a master's, and now a doctorate in education.
You could kick your feet up and just lounge on an island for the rest of your life. Why this passion for education?
Well, three reasons. One, I promised my parents I would. Two, I wanted to continue my education. And three, I wanted to challenge myself. The hardest part was getting back into high school mode. You ever have the high school teacher say you got to read 6 chapters over the weekend?
And you're going, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, oh, my God. So, a lot of times it was a lot of reading. And
he wrote his thesis on the value of humor in leadership because he says he's a natural leader who loves to laugh. Clearly, joking around is just part of who he is. The graduate hopes to become a motivational speaker.
You ever get tired of looking down?
Nope.
And he's not done studying. Next on the agenda, law school. And that doctor title is no joke.
Are we allowed to call you Shaq anymore?
No way. Only the children can call me Shaq, but the adults have to address me as Dr. O'Neill.
His beaming mother leading the way.
I'm honored that I can call you Dr. O'Neill.
A year into retirement, after 19 incredible seasons on the court, he's not looking back.
And you don't miss the game?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because I got a new walk, a doctor's walk. Check it out.
For Good Morning America, Yunji Denise, ABC News, with Dr. O'Neill in Miami.
Well, congratulations to Dr. Shaq, or Dr. O'Neill. It's interesting because we were just talking about stereotypes, and to me, Shaq is breaking many stereotypes. Not many people believe that athletes really value education. I hate to say that. Many believe that they just run around, jump, and shoot, or tackle, or whatever it is. But no, you know, these are men or young women, and they have brains, and they have other aspirations, and I'm just so happy to see Shaq, Dr. O'Neal, continuing to pursue his education and just grow as a human being. What I also love is that he can be an inspiration to particularly young black men. Those who wish to pursue a career in sports can now know that education does not, again, have to end. It is still valuable. It still matters, even when you have millions of dollars in your bank. Congratulations are also in order for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Kim recently gave birth to a baby girl. There were rumors that the baby's name was or is Cadence Donda West, but now TMZ is reporting the name is actually Northwest. Yeah, exactly. Some people are laughing about that because, you know, it sounds like an airline, but, and, you know, many people didn't think that. Because it was a rumor before, but people didn't think that was going to be real, but apparently it is real. And most of the same, this is just another example of Kanye West, in particular, thinking outside the box, as he often does. But either way, congratulations to the happy couple. We're sure your baby girl will grow up to be beautiful and just as talented and creative as her parents. Now, on to other celebrity news. I like to play a clip of Justin Bieber. Check it out.
Fuck you, little cock. Fuck off, fat converter. Fuck you, little moron. Fuck you. Fuck you, sir.
You're
what? What'd
you say?
You're what? Fuck you, sir. Lose your fucking belt. Lose your fucking belt. Lose your fucking belt. Come back, you prick.
So crazy news. No, I'm keep going. I'm keep going. Crazy news, guys. There's video on Instagram. I don't know.
Yes, you know, it's a pretty interesting clip I just played. I kind of debated whether I wanted to play the clip because it's really more probably clips that you should see. But the first clip was of Justin pretty much attacking a paparazzi who was calling him names, as you heard. Sorry for the curse words, but yeah, there were words pretty much stated or yelled at Justin Bieber, and he, like any young man, came angry and threatened some of the paparazzi or whatever it is. Then you fast forward to today, and Justin Bieber posted a video, and many are saying that he appeared high in the video where he just talking about Instagram possibly allowing videos now. In the video, you see Justin being very cheery and laughing, as you heard, and pretty much just being a kid. I was having a talk with someone today about Justin Bieber. They had an interesting point of view. They felt he may have grown up too fast. Allegedly, he was able to move out of his mother's home by the time he was 15 or 16 years old. Plus, you know, let's be honest, many people want fame. But fame comes with a price, and history has shown that child stars, most of them, grow up to be troubled adults at the end of the day. Justin is a young man who grew up in front of us. In some ways, he is not doing anything different from what perhaps he would have done had he not been famous. But now it is on 10 speed because he has millions of dollars and people around him perhaps saying yes to anything he wants. But hopefully he will find some type of peace and balance in his life as he continues to deal with this fame thing. Some fear he may end up being the male Lindsay Lohan. I believe I saw some report stating that. Of course, we hope not, or at least, you know, as Lindsay Lohan is today, we also hope that she, too, gets better. But as for Justin, yes, we hope that he finds peace and balance. I know at his core, he is a Christian and believes heavily in Jesus. These are things that he has said. And, of course, you know, you don't have to be a Christian to be a good person, but
for him, that's where he finds his peace. So hopefully he will go back to those teachings and, you know, find it, you know, within himself. Again, that balance, that peace, that Jesus that he worships. And still with that, able to entertain us, which obviously also gives him joy. Now, that is my show for tonight. Now, join me Friday at 9 p.m. as I address some of the hot topics of the day. Also join Hollywood, Venor, and NJ this Sunday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. as they speak on some of the day's latest hot topics, celebrity gossip, and also certain ratchet behavior. That's a quite a popular segment that NJ does on the show, and it's hilarious and definitely worth a listen. Also, I want to mention that the Little Mama interview has gone viral all over the web. Nicole Bitchy promoted the episode. EURweb.com promoted the episode. That Grape Juice promoted the episode. Global Grind, Gossip on This. I mean, the list goes on. So it's amazing that we just started this radio show 4 months ago, and we are already pretty much mentioned on the or in the who's who's of blogs and websites. So that's wonderful. And I'm extremely happy about that, and it feels really surreal, honestly. But we're going to continue to move forward. I know my shows lately have been fairly short and haven't had that many guests, but, you know, I'm working hard behind the scenes a lot, but I still want to give you my voice on Hampton Blue Radio. And there will be a time where things will go back to normal, where the shows will be more live, et cetera, et cetera. But definitely be sure again to follow us on Twitter at Hampton Blue, no E on the blue, and also like our page on Facebook.com/HamptonBlue. Again, no E on the blue. We are also available on iTunes and the TuneIn Radio app. Simply search Hampton Blue. As promised, every show, I will leave you with some inspirational words. Tonight, that inspiration will come from Maya Angelou as she speaks with Oprah on love, the power of God, the evidence of God, and forgiveness. Of course, it's Maya Angelou, so you know it's quite powerful. And Maya Angelou says it all. So until next time, peace.
You say words are things and that they're so powerful. So what words do you turn to for comfort?
Love. And again, see, I think love is that condition in the human spirit so profound that it allows us to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be the energy which keeps the stars in the firmament.
Yes.
I'm not sure. It may be the energy which keeps the blood running smoothly through our veins. I'm not sure. But it's something beyond the explanation. It can be used for anything you can explain, any good thing you can explain.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you go for solace, for comfort? Are there books that you read? Or when Maya Angelou needs comforting, what do you use?
I'm a student of Unity. And there's a book called
The Unity Church?
Unity Church. Mm-hmm. I took a course in Unity about 2 years ago online. Not to become a member, a minister,
mm-hmm.
but just to understand more deeply. There's a book called Lessons in Truth.
Wow.
And in the book, there's a line which is, God loves me. And when I came to read it to my then mentor, Frederick Wilkerson, the late Frederick Wilkerson, mm-hmm. I read, God loves me. And he said, read it again. And I said, God loves me. He said, read it again.
Mm.
Read it again. And finally, I said, God loves me. Mm. It still humbles me that this force, which made leaves and fleas and stars and rivers and you, loves me. Me, Maya Angelou. It's amazing. I can do anything and do it well. Any good thing, I can do it. That's why I am who I am. Yes. because God loves me, and I'm amazed at it and grateful for it.